It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says new U.S. orders for long-lasting manufactured goods rebounded in February, rising for the first time in 7 months. Durable goods orders rose 3.4% to $165.6 billion in February, the biggest increase since December of 2007. After a revised 7.3% plunge the prior month, previously reported as a 4.5% decline. New orders excluding transportation rose 3.9% in February. That's the largest gain since August of 2005. Analysts had expected overall new orders to fall 2% in February and orders excluding transportation to drop 2% as well. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 77.57 is up 97 points. The NASDAQ at 15.35 is up 18.83, and the S&P 500 at 8.15 is up 9.5 points.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is Mike Sulla. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And obviously we had some rain through the area. This may be the start of a conveyor belt that brings plenty of precipitation to a good portion of the corn and soybean areas in the U.S. over the next week to 10 days before. Well, right now indications are for a little bit of a dry down in April, and, well, April being what it is, we expect temperatures to warm up a little bit as well. But yesterday we had the conditions that brought record rainfall to portions of Illinois. We had, a big blizzard up across the northern plain states and into the northwestern corner of the Corn Belt, and severe flooding will continue in the northwestern Corn Belt for a while as runoff continues from this week's storm. And also from the melting snow. A break from the excessive precipitation will occur across the northern plains and the Red River Basin for a while, but wetter conditions will return later and return more concern about planting and flood conditions. Again, we're looking for warmer and drier conditions in April, and they will be needed. Colder air will try to settle into the Midwest, and there is no risk of crop-damaging cold in the lower Midwest in the production wheat production areas over the next week, but it will be quite cold, and that will slow down the drying down of the fields there. In the Delta in the southeast, they did have some heavy rainfall in the Delta yesterday, up to 2 inches reported in portions of that area. The heaviest rain fell from Arkansas and southeastern Missouri into northwestern Mississippi and western Tennessee, and right now the rain is pushing into the southeastern states. And again, the computer models indicate that most areas will pick up some rain. It looks like the southern plains, especially West Texas, probably missing out on the heaviest of precipitation. They will get some light rain, but they really need some rain down there. Torrential rain will fall in much of the Delta and the interior southeastern states today into Saturday. We do expect to see some flooding reports out of that area. Newly planted cornfields may be washed out. Low-lying wheat fields may be threatened. A follow-up storm system during the middle to late part of next week will prevent the region from quickly drying out. Most areas will be too wet for any field work through the next 10 days to possibly 2 weeks. One area that will benefit from the rainfall is northern Georgia into southern or northern Florida into southern Georgia and southern portions of the Carolinas. Soil moisture in that region has been running very low, and the expected rainfall will benefit crops in that area. Quickly looking at South America and the environment in Argentina's crop areas, through the weekend will favor crop maturation and harvest progress. Late season double crop soybeans continuing to need greater rainfall, and some of the moisture need will be partially fulfilled by a couple of rain events expected over the next week. None of the precipitation is expected to be heavy enough to set back the corn or sunseed harvest progress there. Early soybean planting will advance relatively well as the rain is not expected to be extremely heavy. As far as Brazil, the forecast looking for rain in most portions, often in the northern crop areas from Mato Grosso into northern Mato Grosso do Sul into Minas Gerais over the next week to 10 days. The wet weather bias in northern Brazil likely lasting through the end of next week. And then some relief in the pattern may take place. Completely dry weather, not likely. That means harvest progress will have to continue to, it will be restricted for a while longer. They may get some work in around the precipitation events there. It does look like a few showers will randomly occur across southern Brazil over the coming week to 10 days. Precipitation erratic and light enough to allow net drying to dominate the region, and those conditions will support the summer crop maturation and the harvest progress across southern portions of Brazil. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 588 and a half, up a half. Last trade down 5 1/4. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 536, up one. Last trade down 3 1/2. July 547 down a half. Last trade down 4 1/2. May corn opened at 393 1/2, down a quarter. Last trade down 4. July 403 3/4, down a half. Last trade down 3 3/4. December 424 1/2, down 3/4. Last trade down 4 1/4. May beans opened at 965 down 2. Last trade down 6 1/2. July 962 3/4, down 2. Last trade down 3 3/4. November 893 3/4, down 2 3/4. Last trade down 7. May soybean meal open at 302.10, down 120. May soybean oil open at 33.28, up 1. Last trade down 55. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
It's been kind of a subdued week thus far in the grain picks. As you look at that, what can you ferret out? What does it tell us?
Well, I think what's happening here is the market's overbought. We came out with Informa's numbers, which had us in some areas, 81.5 on corn planted acres and 81.6 on beans. And I think that number is being construed as maybe not being quite right, and we're seeing the corn acres move back towards that 86 million number. I don't know that we're going to get back to 86 million, but it's definitely going to be something greater than 81.5 million acres planted. And on the other hand, beans are going to go the opposite direction. Right now we're seeing some pretty good soybean oil demand. South America doesn't seem to be showing up to the table to have any of that, and what is available down there is pretty high basis level. So the U.S. is still shoving out quite a bit of oil, which is kind of propping up the soybean numbers. We have, next Tuesday we have the stocks and the planted acres report.
That's right.
And I think that everybody's kind of taking a wait see. We just don't have much news out here, Dave. It's just pretty quiet, and I think everybody's waiting for that to see just exactly whether Inform is right or whether some of the other prognosticators are right. And then, you know, we've got crude's been moving a little bit higher here over the last few days, and we're probably at a four-month high there or about. And unleaded's a little higher, naturals a little bit higher, which, you know, has a net effect on anhydrous prices. Heating oil's up about 30% in the last 6 to 10 trading days, which means higher diesel prices. So people need to be aware of what's going on there. Now, today we're just a little bit weaker in those areas, so we may see some benefit from that.
Can you make a case for there being a bottom in the equities market?
Nope. I wouldn't touch that on with. No, I can't. I think there is so much turmoil going on in this economy right now that I don't know that anybody could put a number on it and say which direction this thing is really headed. I would have to say that if our politicians would keep their mugs off the TV for a little bit and let this thing kind of calm down, that we'd be a heck of a lot better off. And every time you know, you get somebody on there and they're spouting all this negative news. And to me, there's more negative news coming out of Washington than needs be, because I don't think we're in probably as problematic as everybody says it is. It's just somebody's out there fanning a fire for their purposes.
And then quickly, your calls for the opening bell,
please. Oh, I think we'll see corn down 3 to 5 today, beans down 6 to 8, and wheat probably down 6 to 8.
Thank you very much, Tom. That's Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Someone from Strategic Farm Marketing joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You can follow the markets on our market analyst portal. Dial 217-333-3434. We update at 10:15 a.m. and 3 o'clock p.m. Get the opening and closings and analysis. You're listening to WILL 580 a.m. and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.